same thing. Okay. So we have the poopy. We got the poopy and the
The dumpy.
I didn't say
poopy and the dumpy. Corey doesn't understand.
You've got the horchata, which is based on...
We're at 610 Brewing.
Yes, oh.
Those are words. Words, not numbers.
610. It's spelled out. So when you type it into the Google Maps, trying to find your best route here, you have to use an
S. No, you don't have to. You can do 6.
I tried that before, and it deleted.
610 Brewery. Yeah.
610. I didn't do that. I did 610. I fucked up. No wonder I couldn't find this place.
Who, are you driving around for hours?
No, I mean, searching on my phone.
You idiot.
I know.
Swindled on the way here.
Did you?
Yeah, I had my window open, and this hobo runs up to me.
Oh, no. They crawl in?
Basically. I gave him a dollar. He saw the other dollar hanging out of my pocket.
It was like, kind of gives you that, like, come on, guy.
I'm hoping he was going to the subway across the street, but...
You know,
I doubt it.
Going.
You gotta get your fix. I get it. He had some weird contraption on, like Matt Damon in that movie where you climb into the thing.
Didn't see that movie. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
So we're all talking about a movie none of us have seen.
Saw the trailer.
I'm gonna imagine Bane because I don't remember what he looks like. So I'm just gonna imagine Bane. Was Tobo Bane?
Was it African American, very frail Bane?
Sad. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Well, you're South African American.
He could have been.
Who?
Matt Damon.
No, we're talking about Bane, Corey.
We gotta pitch this. Bane. We gotta pitch this to Geffen. David Geffen.
The records?
Yeah, we're gonna make a radio play. We're gonna make a radio play out of it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, horchata.
It's a stout based on the rice drink. Inspired by the South American breakfast drink, our horchata is packed with fresh vanilla and cinnamon. And you have the
Groggen beer.
The Groggen. It's pronounced Groggen. It's a Groggen beer. It's a medieval ale.
If you want to come here and look for it, ask for the Groggen.
Make sure you got that G on there. Or else you'll look like an asshole. Medieval ale.
G. It's so silent, they don't even put it in there.
Distinct banana esters.
Ester.
I don't want any of that. And clove. Distinctive clove fennels.
Oh.
I'm feeling clove.
Phenols.
Fennel? Phenol?
Phenobarbital.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've had that before.
Barbiturates.
All right.
Fuck you up.
And what do you want to start with?
Let's go with yours.
Okay, we're going to start with the horchata. This is a 7%er. It had a thick...
No, it's a spiced stout.
Spiced stout.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it. It's dark. It's just...
That's a stout.
The darkest blend.
That's motor oil.
Do you want in on this action, Corey? Corey doesn't want in on the action. These glasses, they have a really thick,
thick stem. Yeah.
It's kind
you
of
see how thick my stem is.
Oh, you did it. You went there, folks.
It's very foamy. Very foamy.
I don't taste horchata.
No.
You know, you've had a horchata, right?
I had a horchata just the other day.
Oh, how'd you like it?
I love horchata.
Can you tell, like, if someone gave this to you and they
I would never
this,
say.
Would you say,
I
is
would
this
never,
inspired by
no,
the Southern,
not at all.
South American
not
beverage?
At all. I'd be pissed.
Drink?
I'd be pissed. It's actually very good, though. It's really, drinkable. It finishes very smoothly.
I am drinking it. Yeah, it tastes like a stout, really. I don't get
I'm
the cinnamon.
I think it...
What if that's the horchata?
No, that's a...
She just fucked up. No. Yeah, I mean, like, Roggen beer? Yeah, you can...
The
stouts are going to be this dark. I don't know what a Roggen beer is, so I can't...
It's popular beer.
The Groggen beer.
It's a medieval ale. Bananas.
If you let it sit around for a while...
I got nothing.
Smack
no
your mouth. Smack your gab.
No vanilla, no cinnamon.
I don't get it. I don't get this place.
Maybe there's a bit of
appeal.
There maybe is a bit of vanilla in there.
Okay.
But good.
Roy's done.
I don't know. I'm not getting horchata. I would never guess it. It's not bad. But if you go in expecting a horchata, you're gonna be disappointed.
No, it's good. It's the name that throws me off. It
really does.
Here we go. Let's jump to this.
It's got like, it's a little bit sour, maybe. It's got a bit of a sourness to it.
I don't. What's that, banana?
Okay, so this is the Brogan Field.
What's that, Danimals?
It has,
Danimals. Are you asking the beer?
Is that Danimals?
It's Danimals.
Is that Danimals?
Kroger.
Is that Kroger?
Yeah, but you can smell the banana a little bit. Some of it. I'm not gonna like this. This is a brownish, a little brown. It's nice browny. Brown.
Yeah, banana.
It's got the brown color. It smells like a banana. They actually serve it with a banana floating in it, which is very peculiar. Oh, you're
that's good. Banana.
You taste banana.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Bitch.
You hate banana.
I hate banana.
Wow.
That's not bad, actually. It's fruity. Sweet, yeah. It's like a fruity... I mean, you can see it's banana, but it doesn't... it's like, okay, so you have banana, and then you have banana bread, and then you have this beer.
That's the only three. That's the problem.
If you cut a banana in half and you took the elements that make up a banana bread, what you'd have left over goes in to make this beer. It's like the light fruitiness.
The nectar. Because they do a banana nectar.
That's disgusting. They milk it.
Which I don't know how they do that.
You mix them with tomato.
Oh, you rub it a little bit.
Yeah.
It gets ready.
Maybe you just put it in like a cheesecloth and mush it until like a... Whatever.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it's
just,
it'd be, that,
it would be
just
like
moisture
spurts out.
Whatever like, moisture from the banana, which
it'd be a thick, yeah. Wet. I don't like that. But actually, this is not bad. I'm surprised. I feel like it's got like the exact opposite banana elements that you would find in
a banana
bread. It's the opposite of that.
Right. You don't like banana bread?
I like banana bread though. So basically, I don't like bananas. But if you separated it out into two different fields, right. I'd be okay with.
You ever actually had a banana before?
If I recall, you or Roy force fed me a banana.
Yes.
One of you force fed me a banana at one point.
Well, he was
while
banana
wearing a banana
man.
Costume.
Yeah. He was.
So that was your only time.
That was the only time. No, I've had bananas before, and I like I don't know. I've had bananas. Just not a fan. It never like evolved because there are things that. Like, today when I had my burger, I had it with mayonnaise on it. I don't care that much anymore. Like, I will eat that. But a banana never grew on me.
It's become so apathetic in old age.
Just doesn't care.
Well, I like to order simple.
This
I like not
mayo
adjusting
on
it.
Not
adjusting it. Just being like, whatever, yeah, give me it as it comes.
But if I guess this here, what do you want on the burger?
Yeah, and he goes, well,
he
guess says, mayo. Well,
you say everything.
Do you not want mayo? Whatever.
I mean, I guess when it comes a little bit.
Yeah, you can get whatever you want on.
You say everything, and that's like the... So you can do
individual
items. But
literally their menu
item.
Is split in half. Not everything comes when you say it.
He's trying to save
but
time.
But mayo is part of everything.
Yeah, he's trying to save time.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to say everyone, everything.
So what you're saying is, in your old age, you've grown to have an appreciation for every second of your time.
Yeah.
To the point that you can't risk saying, no mayo, please.
I wouldn't say it's an appreciation.
Mayo.
It's a desperation that like I need to hang on to every little milk that banana for everything it's worth.
Because there's only a little bit.
There's only so much nectar
in
there.
Yeah, not much. That's good. I like it.
So I'm guessing that's better than that.
I agree. Yeah, I would say like without a doubt. Like that's so this they're both very drinkable. Neither of them are super like intense. Horchata is fairly intense, but they're not like bitter to the point where you're like, I don't want to drink this. You can't really taste any of the alcohol or anything.
I think that one, the horchata, it's more the name's more throwing me off.
Yeah, if they hadn't named it that, I think I would appreciate it a lot more. It's a good beer.
Yeah.
So what would you name it?
It would have like an agnostic name, like a flavor agnostic name. So it'd be something like Viking Blood or like. Right. Like Darkest Night.
I think I'd call it Darkest Night. But with a K, like Darkest Night.
But that's the horchata name.
Do you even get a spiciness from it?
Not really. I mean, like, there's a bit of, like, I guess complexity in, like, the second half of the sip. But, like... I don't know. I wouldn't say spice. Like, I feel like if you're going to call something spice, it's going to be, like, heavily spiced. Right. You're going to have, like, flavors. This is like wrapped up into a neat little package. It
right.
Doesn't say anything.
Doesn't say spice.
It doesn't say spice.
Or horchata.
Or horchata. And it doesn't have, like, a nice vanilla or a nice cinnamon.
Right.
Like, it could have gone in one direction or the other, and, like, I would have appreciated that more, I think.
I mean, I get the vanilla and I get the cinnamon for a horchata. But in this, I don't.
But if they had brought out, if they had focused on either one or the other, I think I'd be more inclined to say it tastes like a horchata.
And just do a vanilla stout or something like that.
But yeah, like it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's good. I like
them
both.
They're both good beers. I just feel like the
different times.
The Roggen is
Roggen.
It's just good. Like that one's a solid.
Yeah.
A solid beer. I would order that again. Definitely.
The Roggen.
Yeah. Again, you're gonna wanna.
You're gonna want it. It's a guttural. It's like you have to
you just walk in.
Walk in and say, "Give me the grog."
You need to either have a collection of spit in the back of your throat or vomit, so you can gurgle that as you pronounce it.
I can't do it.
I'm not gonna do that.
That's not me.
I'm not gonna order the grog.
That ain't me.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Both delightful. Delightful.
Very delightful. Maybe I'll go back around for a 4-ounce. I don't know.
So, again, what size are these? One of these. These are
12.
17 ounces.
This is 12 and yours is 12 too.
Yeah.
So they're both 12. They look tiny. They look teeny tiny. They're priced all right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
4 ounce. $2.50. That's not bad.
No. You just want a little taste.
Yeah.
See what they do.
$2. Gateway. Easy drinking classic. Right. That's not bad.
Give me the plastic growler, thanks. They got growlers?
I don't know if that is a plastic growler.
It's just a plastic growler.
That's dumb.
What's that?
No thank you.
Growler?
Yeah.
Like 32 ounce. You can take them to go.
It's gotcha. those little tiny kegs.
Yeah,
it was all tiny.
See, I thought it was a brand of beer, not a container.
Yeah.
A method of transport.
Yeah, they'll let you do the 32 or a gallon.
What is this shit?
They don't legally. They can't do a 64.
Really?
But they can do a gallon.
They can do 32 or a gallon, but they can't do 64 ounces. Why?
Because it's too much beer.
Legally, yeah. But you can just jump up.
You just go up the next step.
But then you can buy kegs.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
Well, if you're gonna do it,
like they can't sell 40 ounces.
Right. So I guess it's a single item.
What is there some sort of connotation? Is that why they don't allow those sizes?
I don't. I know they're with the new laws coming through for breweries and stuff in Florida. They are trying to push for the 64.
Do you know where that is right now?
I don't.
Way?
I think that they're making strides.
I feel like
that's
I feel
the
like
thing
I
to say
something.
When you don't know what's going on, when you haven't been following it at all.
Strides have been made.
They have been.
Work is hard.
I do know that with all the craft breweries popping up, the hop crop is dwindling very fast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I guess
and they're saying like this year there's going to be like a craft brewery opening up every 16 hours.
Wow, in Florida or around
nationwide?
Everywhere.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Some of those are in like Denmark.
Could be.
Well, could be.
But yeah, they're not running low. I don't know. You know, We're running out of tuna.
Can we just pump up the production on hops?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Listen, there's all these craft breweries. Someone's got to get on that hop bandwagon.
Yeah, you want to make some money?
Like Tarantino. He said, like, if I was getting into the business now, I would be a distributor of films, not making films, because it's so saturated at this point. But the people need distribution. These people are going to need hops.
So what you're saying is Quentin Tarantino should get into the hops.
Exactly. He's got that hop money.
That hop money.
He can make all the movies he wants.
Exactly. So I'm going to grow some hops. Just buds that look like hops and try to play it off as being
hops. Well, this is hops. And they're like, make a beer.
Okay.
Make a beer.
Are you going to buy anything, sir?
Oh, great.
Great, that guy's here.
Problem here. We can't go anywhere without this guy following us. He's our enemy.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, this one, you like the Roggen?
The Roggen's the one. If you're going to pick one, pick the Roggen. Or one of their other many plentiful.
I have had the 12 Oaks.
You had that?
How's yeah. That's good. It's good.
Double IPA.
Aged.
Oh, something's happening!
It's very, very loud.
It is making noises sometimes.
It's just terrible.
Just terrible. There's outside seating, which
very,
is...
Very limited. They got some cornhole.
Yeah. They got cornhole. It's a nice... It's off the beaten path. I feel like it's just set back far enough that they avoid that.
It's possible for somebody to live in Tampa and not know this place exists. Yeah. Entirely.
Definitely.
Right, unless you, like, look around for breweries.
If or not, if like you're driving and you look around with your eyes.
Who would come over here?
Who goes down
Benjamin?
Nobody's ever gone down Benjamin.
No, these people are all looking for this brewery. But they keep driving by. Idiots.
They have terrible eyesight.
That's why. Off the beaten path. Yeah, just they do have big flags that say craft beer.
It's just some places you don't go.
Yeah.
You have no reason to.
No point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is basically.
It's not
a
like an intersection
site.
Of. Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's a site. If you live off of Benjamin, or there's a beer place that's in off of Benjamin that you go to, you go to Benjamin.
Right.
It has to be your destination. Otherwise, you're not getting anywhere by way of.
Yeah, you're Benjamin. Pretty much just like, I'm just going to go to Dale Mabry.
Yeah. I know Dale Mabry.
It's Dale Mabry.
Yeah.
It'll take me all the way. Yeah, it takes me
everyone
all the
knows
way.
What that guy did. You know, we know why he's got his own road.
We know
that. Ed. We know what he's done. I don't even have to talk about it.
Is it named after a Mabry Dale Mabry?
Dr. Dale Mabry.
Yeah.
You don't know who Dale Mabry is?
No.
You call yourself a native tamponer.
I don't
you call yourself
myself
tamponier.
A tamponier.
A tampon, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't fucking know him.
He's done. He did something. He's got a pretty
whoever
big
role. He is.
He's a great man.
I imagine.
Don't besmirch him.
I imagine that
Mabry.
Dale Mabry and Bruce B. Down.
Oh my God.
Fought.
Yeah. They were like rivals rivals.
I gotta start a rap career and become Bruce B. Down.
Oh yeah.
Just like B-boy shit. Spin around cardboard.
I have good pretzels.
It's not gonna, you know, take
the
off.
Pretzels
too big.
Are great.
You got some great pretzels here.
They make some great pretzels. Here.
they
who made
some
these
great
tables? The craftsmanship. Who
they
made this plank of wood?
That's why they call it craft beer, because they craft everything.
Wonderful.
Did you craft these pretzels?
Who makes your bowls?
So I can't drink anymore.
Alright.
Have you hit a point where it's like, I need to drive home?
Right. Three to one.
Are we calling this quits? Roy?
Yeah, we can shut it down.
They're about to. Mercy rule this.
Come back. Already. Three to one. Shut it down. What's the point?
But this team, we're not scoring two more goals. It's not that.
It was in the front.
The first one was only because
was that big floppy?
They forced a run by hitting the batter.
Oh
It wasn't due to any skill on the part of the raid.
Just a fluke.
Beers.
All right, beers. So that's it for beers this week.
So you're not going to do the little $2 beer?
I may do one. But we can shut it down and then start it back.
No, you can pour a little more if you want to add in.
What?
What? What'd you just say? Let me get the scrag pie.
I want the monk's milk.
Yeah, let me get the Roggen beer.
Is that milked from an actual monk?
The Roggen?
I've heard a lot of chatter about it.
One Roggen, please.
Did you want to put an order? She just walked by.
And there's your chicken 12 ounce. Oh, okay. You gonna get something?
You wanna get one?
I'll get a CBGB.
Okay, CBGB, I was gonna get that. But.
We also just put Boulder chocolate shake on.
What's that?
It's a milk chocolate stout.
Stout? Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. Do you do the 4 ounces of that? I'll do a 4 ounce of that.
And a 4 ounce of the CBGB. Please.
Nothing for me, I'm good.
Ma'am, you can't legally serve him.
he's
too much
shit face me, honestly.
Our friend is done.
Hey, could you please call the cops for him?
For him. He's gonna need kill a ride. Hey, can you swing the paddy wagon by?
And now he seems content, but he's going to be creating a scene in about 15 minutes.
Long after we're gone.
So I was at headquarters today.
What's that?
HQ, boy. HQ.
Headquarters stands for HQ.
It's called an acronym.
Yeah, man. It's called a synonym.
It's called cinnamon. It's an old horchata.
It's in a fucking horchata, bro.
You may have tasted it earlier.
Not here. No, I was.
Can I get a little tap on?
You want a little tippy tap?
Let me get. Hey, why don't you top me off?
I like that. So they let you leave with that?
They'll rebottle for me.
Oh, they will?
That's nice.
Yeah, they brown bag it and everything for you.
When you walk down the street, you don't get harassed.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
What did you want 4 ounces of?
The CBGB.
What did you want?
I had the chocolate shake.
You got it.
Thank you.
Would it be possible for me to get this to go?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Are you done with these glasses?
Yeah. Thank you.
Make photograph these.
This is kind of cute. Look at these little guys.
You don't even know. Like, if you didn't have anything for scale,
right.
You'd be like, look at those beautiful, normal glasses.
Like, if we got, like, a G.I. Joe. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, in the foreground.
Never
way.
Know. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to really play with it.
Or if you got, like, the fall of OG. And you had him hold it. Look, just...
Look at that
little stone place. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful place. You know, the sour, right?
I hope so.
The first time we got glasses that size of the
small
Vikings one, yeah.
That's a good way to drink it.
Right, because it's something you're just sipping, you're just having a little bit of it.
No need for a...
Right. Nobody needs an entire glass of that.
It's like scotch. Why didn't they just drink them out of shot glasses?
Right.
Instead of like a fucking... Because they have like...
Well, I don't know. Because something about a tumbler with scotch in it.
Looks good.
You know the tumblers with the... Like there's the bubbles in the bottom where... It's like the bottom is like raised by this much.
Flat, but it's got the...
But it's got like... You know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
So that's to go. Do they seal it anywhere?
No.
They just put it inside that. It's
yeah.
Like, that's legally...
I got something.
We've done all... It's not our problem.
Right.
All right, let me polish this. Oh.
That smells... Just like a little chocolate shake.
Okay, so this is a chocolate shake. It's actually a chocolate milkshake.
It does smell just like a fucking little chocolate shake, maybe even a cake.
Oh.
A nice,
I'll give it a little smell.
It does.
We're drinking out of a thimble tonight.
I can't smell anything.
No?
It smells like my nostrils.
Oh.
It does smell chocolatey. It smells like a chocolate milkshake. A chocolate Monk's Milkshake.
Wow. It just tastes, it's just chocolate. Chocolate.
It does.
Not
it does
too
taste
not
like
too much of like the normal stout taste.
It's very. It's
just
like
straight chocolate and then bitter.
Yeah. There's no carbonation.
No.
Like it's like water.
They may have it on
The nice aftertaste is like it's just like you have a sip of milkshake. Like.
It's good. I couldn't have too much of it though.
That is
like good. This is probably the perfect size.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some beers that it's like that's all I need.
Do you want to take a sip?
No.
It's pretty good.
One sip. That pushes him over the edge.
No, it's not that.
I know.
Well, that's an interesting beer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they named it right. Unlike the horchata, they named it precisely as they should have. And it,
Shake? Could have been gone with a cake. Nice and chocolatey. Better than something.
I think my only qualm with it is, I think, like the lack of carbonation is a little it throws me off a little bit. Like,
it's almost too watery to be chocolate, but then the flavor of chocolate.
Yeah, it's flat. Just, do you think does it feel flat to you?
I don't know. I mean, probably because like there's nothing in there.
There's a tiny. I mean, sours don't have
lightest.
Much carbonation to begin with. They may have it on nitro.
So that's the net effect of a nitrous.
It's smoother, yeah.
That throws me off a little bit, but other than that, it's like a very good flavor.
Yeah, I do think that's probably the perfect size for that. Cause if I want a milkshake,
I'll go
get a goddamn. But that would be good for a float, for a beer float.
Oh yeah, that's a
nice
ideal.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
This would be the one to try it with.
Yeah.
Let's jump
that's
to
pretty
this
good. All right, so this is the CBGB.
Let me
read the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's nothing about the chocolate milkshake thing.
No, it's not.
The CBGB says, it's a Florida / Berliner Weiss. This cool, beautiful, groovy beer will bring you back to the summer of 1969, which I remember distinctly.
Of course you do.
Tartness with lemony flavors, with lemony snicket. The perfect beer for warmer weather. Try it with raspberry, okay. Sour cherry, key lime, blackberry, but orange and woodruff syrup.
Well, I was reading that, and I was like, are you just going to tell me that all those flavors are in there?
Yeah, that was I was hoping.
Raspberry, sour cherry, key lime, blackberry, blood orange, that's...
It's got
I
a
guess
bit of
you
a,
could just put the syrup in there.
It's got a bit of
it's
a
sour.
Pulpy smell to it. It's like a little a pithy almost smell to it.
Throw it back.
All right, let me taste it. And, oh, it's yellow. It's a delightful, it's like a grapefruit in this little glass.
Yeah. It looks like sweet and sour.
Ooh. And that's tart. It's very light and sweet and fruity.
Good carbonation too with it.
Yeah. I think that this too might be something that you wouldn't want to drink too much of.
Right. That's good because we had one of those. Well, did you have the three little birds at Angry Chair?
I can't remember.
Probably not. They haven't had it on tap since when we went. This I like.
It's very
this
light.
This is less bitter and sour than their Berliner Weiss.
This has got a good sourness. Like it's a very very doable sourness. Like I don't feel overwhelmed or anything.
No, yeah, it's especially after you've had a sip.
Yeah.
And it kind of settles in. Then the next sip, you kind of get more of the flavor. So
yeah, you get that flavor.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
That's really good. These are both good. These are hard to pit against each other because they both do like the opposite thing.
They're completely different, yeah.
But they have the same, like from like deviation from a normal beer that you'd like.
Right.
They're both like pretty off the wall. Both really
like
good.
Like the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, like the Michael Jackson album.
There are some real
good cuts on
good
that.
Good cuts on these beers.
And Michael Jackson.
Some real good cuts on him.
Like, yeah.
And his cuts.
Oh, wow. What?
That just came out.
Oh, he's dead.
Honor the Dead.
Honor the Dead, do you?
I do. Every day. I live my life to be a little more like Michael.
Do you lounge in your bed all night with little kids?
I do. On occasion.
As long as you don't touch them.
Michael! I do.
I want to be like Mike!
If I were Michael Jackson, I would pick this as more like a soda or a juice box.
Yeah, like a rosé.
Well, you know, I was thinking more like a children's drink.
Right.
Like he
exactly,
wants to drink
rosé.
Like
so you can kind of mix that in with the kids will never know.
Yeah, I mean, like, he could give this to children. I could give this to children.
You should.
I should give this to children.
I've decided it. Damn it.
I believe 610 Brewing is tacitly insisting that I give this to children.
They're backing me.
They're endorsing
this.
It. I don't know if you choose to shop at a place based on their morals, but they are pedophiles.
Really? Not go that far.
That wasn't true. They're not pedophiles. But they had some very young dogs here earlier. And
that's
I don't know
true.
What they were doing.
I'm not going to say they are. I'm not going to say that.
We don't know. It's a mystery. we're on the fence about
the clues
it.
That I've
we'll
dug
let
up.
You decide.
Yeah, the clues that I've found.
They do point towards
pedophilia.
Right, because this delicious soda. I mean, beer. Soda. Just drink it. Just drink it. It'll be good. We're going to have
just
some fun.
Just drink and watch your Daniel Tiger. Just watch it. That's good, though.
I don't know if Paul's just badly off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would more often be in the mood for the CBGB.
Yeah, definitely.
But they're both very good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I would say my experience, my first experience at 610 is a positive one. I like the place. They've got a super big boggle.
And they are one of the only craft breweries that I've seen around here that have TVs. So if you like sports,
that's
good
true.
Beer.
That's true. If you're an asshole like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people like beer and sports.
Not
for
many.
Some reason.
Not many. I don't
that
think that's a common
I've always
combination.
Wondered why they advertise during the commercials.
During sports games for beer?
Beers, yeah.
There's really the overlap, the Venn diagram of people who like beer and who like sports.
It's
very little overlap.
It's like the lines that are drawing the circles. Just the lines are kind of brushing against each other.
I was expecting more tampon commercials. Not many, though.
Yeah, I agree. Not a lot of tampon commercials.
It's a shame.
There's a shame.
Because my ass.
Hey-o.
But yeah, it's a good place. They've got, like, directly in the bar, they've got on their, what do you call those? What are those things?
Vats.
Vats. They got their vats.
Silos? No, vats. They're more vats.
They're very cool looking. It's a cool place. Yeah. And they have little dogs here sometimes, which is I like.
They allow dogs.
They're tiny. They're tiny.
What I'm seeing, under 20 pounds.
Yeah, definitely. They're like 15 pounders. So if you want to throw back a couple 15 pounders,
get your ass down here. You can find me at 610.
Oh yeah, I guess that'll wrap her up for this beer time.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Close it out with us. Just,
I'm so sorry.
I think when was the last one we did? Years ago?
It was about a year ago.
A year ago today.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
All right, so drink you next time.
Drink. stink you later.
We don't do that. We don't have. Sorry. Not a phrase.